All right, everybody, welcome back into Mining Stock Daily, and I promise this will be the last corporate update of this very busy week as we head into the Easter holiday. And it's an important one because it's been a little while since we've connected with Mike Connert, CEO of Vizsla Silver. And there's been a number of news items out since the last time him and I spoke here on the pod. Not only do we have a financing, we've got some new intercepts out of Kapala and the Panuco project. And then there's a royalty SpinCo update. But this morning's news, let's start with that, Mike. You have acquired a consolidated past producing silver district not far away from Panuco. Called the La Garra Matatas District. Excuse me. I apologize about my pronunciation, but yeah, walk us through this.
Yeah, this is great news and really thrilling for the company and the team here. You know, and especially for me, you know, I guess even my first kind of big deal before Vizsla was a consolidation of a cobalt district in BC, and then you know we spent a year consolidating the Panuco district in Sinaloa here. And now we've found another district that was introduced to us through, our people that we know in Sinaloa by spending many years now in Sinaloa. And when I started to learn about this district, you know, we heard that this was kind of a forgotten high-grade Spanish mining district that, you know, had mines running on it up until about 100 years ago, and then you know small scale mining here and there over the last few years, but no one's ever really gone in there, no one's ever drilled it, and no one's ever gone in there and done any modern exploration or really looked at it through a modern lens of exploration. And certainly the first time it's been in a public company, so we've done it again, I suppose, with this Matatas, La Garra Matatas district. It's about 32 kilometers north of Panuco and 32 kilometers south of San Dimas, in what we're referring to basically as the Sinaloa Silver Belt. It connects, it's in between San Dimas, which is one of the 9 billion ounce silver districts in Mexico and one of the 14 in the world, and then Panuco to the south, which is now the world's largest undeveloped high grade silver resource, and it's smack dab in the middle, and it shows all the same signs that we saw early on at Panuco. And bears very meaningful similarities to San Dimas as well. So our geologists are thrilled. We're thrilled. The market seems to like it. But just to be very clear, this is a pipeline project for us. It's not the focus for us going forward. Our focus is definitely to drive forward the Panuco district. But this is just, additional massive upside for shareholders.
Okay. And you spent some time on the ground there, the geologist did, just to do some due diligence at surface here before you announced this deal. Talk to us about, what that team found and really what was that trigger that said this was a deal that needed to be happening?
Well, there's a combination of things, but, when we had our team on the project there, they saw what had been reported to us, which are these, old 100-year-old plus mines that are very, very similar to what we see at Panuco, run over 2.5 kilometers of strike, a couple hundred meters deep. If you just do the polygonal calculations of what might be there, it's very easy to see that, it's something worth buying at these prices here based on our success at Panuco. We think that there's basically another Napoleon system there at La Garra. But it was actually when we brought it up in a board meeting and we were talking with Eduardo Luna, who's on our board. And again, Eduardo is probably the most knowledgeable person of San Dimas, knowledgeable person about San Dimas in the world, perhaps. And he looked at that and he said, oh, yeah, no, it's a no-brainer. You got to get it. So to have someone who spent, 50 years at San Dimas look at this potential copy of San Dimas or Panuco and endorse it, was really important for us to have the confidence to move forward. So, this is something that we'll take our time to explore. But I do think that, the potential is if San Dimas is a billion ounce district and we think Panuco could be a billion ounce district, well, maybe this is an additional billion ounce district.
Yeah. Well, if it is a billion ounce district, and especially with this addition, you're getting it for a pretty good steal. Just over $3 million cash that will be paid upon in installments over the next 2 years. Obviously not a problem because you did just go raise like $34 million, yeah. And it's a very small percentage of your market cap, but you're also providing about 5.5 million shares to the sellers here. Talk about kind of the makeup of this deal and what was it like at that negotiating table? Cause there is a little bit, I think we need to talk a little bit about these, Nesmelter return, royalty agreements that were also in the deal. Cause I think there's a little bit of confusion about that, but let's talk about the cash and the equity first.
Yeah. So these are private mining families. One family, it's actually very similar to the Panuco deal in that sense. You know, one group is a more dominant miner in the area, and then the other was a property owner, and this is kind of their treasured possession for many, many years. But all of them are kind of local Sinaloa mining families, and we were able to purchase this property for that $3 million again over 24 months US, and then the equivalent of $7 million in shares. So about 5.5 million shares of Vizsla, which, I think shows again how we're developing our abilities in country here, because it's usually very rare for Mexican private miners to take shares in Canadian companies. But again, that's happened at Panuco now and here at Lagar and Metates. So I think there's also an element of, wanting to be part of the upside at Panuco and then further the upside of exploration here. So always great when you see private families in Mexico selling projects for shares. It shows kind of an alignment of values there. And then, part of the deal is was an existing NSR to one of the families there. And then there was a finder's fee, which was, the gentleman, the local Sinaloa gentleman there, prospector, who knows both Vizsla and this vendor group, brought it to us and wanted to have that NSR as part of the deal. And when you look at the quality of the asset and the terms at which we're acquiring this asset for, we felt that was a reasonable request from that side.
All right. Well, I want to ask you, not so much particularly about the 1% to the sellers, because you mentioned that could be repurchased by Vizsla for $750,000 at any time. But this 2% NSR, I guess, and I just want to like clarify, because I've never actually seen a finder's fee get paid by a net smelter return royalty. And for a project that doesn't have a resource on it, but obviously, very prospective. So it doesn't really have a price tag. How is that? Would that be able to be bought and down, and is that subject to like the TSX having a little bit of scrutiny on that deal?
Yeah, it'd certainly be subject all to approvals of both exchanges, NYSE and Venture, as far as I understand. So the deal is all subject to the TSX fee approval, and so that certainly will have scrutiny. But I've seen that happen a number of times in property deals, so it's not new. It's not something that's atypical, but I think, okay, royalties have become more and more in vogue in the current years. So I think it's maybe a more sophisticated way of a finder's fee, and then also a way to show further alignment to a project as well too, right? Saying I'll take sure, my compensation based on what I think is the potential of this project in many years to come.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Because let's just say it is an equivalent to Panuco, and you have a similar resource that Panuco has now. That 2%, that is a hefty, hefty paycheck for that royalty owner. So I think a lot of people were people caught that by surprise. It's pretty big, but I'm sure this is not the first time today you've had it.
Well, when you look at prospect generators, they go stake a project for peanuts. If you were to do that in British Columbia and you put your own 2% royalty on it and sell it to Rio Tinto, that's right. You get to keep that royalty, and that's really that upside. But mm-hmm. if you look at it as kind of across the entire sector, you know, the odds of that royalty being worth anything is pretty low.
Very good. All right. Let's move on. Well, congratulations on this. That's exciting. Obviously, Panuco continues to be the priority for exploration and drilling there. And you've actually had more intercepts that was reported just about a week ago here, Mike. So let's kind of follow up on that. These are coming from the Kapala splay system and vein system there. You know, obviously continued good grades here. You know, walk us through what we're seeing and continued development of Kapala as we head into into the summer.
Well, you know, Kapala can continue to grow north and south along strike here. So, you know, we're excited by that, and we're really excited about these grades that we see over great widths. You know, that headline 700 grams over 6 meters. You know, we're thrilled to see that because it means there's just more continuity. And as we march towards the PEA, that's really important, right? Having that that continuity across these structures at Kapala. So we're really looking forward to seeing where the drills continue to grow and also to de-risk here. But all that is kind of going into and informing next steps, which is that PEA for mid-year, which is well underway these days.
All right. And final big news. I'm excited about this because obviously I'm a shareholder of Visla, but the SpinCo, the Royalty SpinCo, you've put out some new kind of terms out there. There is a special meeting of shareholders that needs to agree on this Royalty SpinCo here, but it all seems pretty good. It doesn't seem like a whole lot of headwinds here, Mike. You know, give us a sense of what that timing is, when that meeting is going to take place.
Well, it'll be in the next few months here, basically, and we'll be able to, you know, get that record date finalized, and, you know, shareholders will have that clarity here. But there's a lot that goes into this behind the scenes. It, you know, it's a big undertaking. So, you know, our administrative team is working hard on it, and we're excited about it as well. I think it's going to be great for shareholders to own another piece of this project in another way. You know, I think it's I'd be very surprised if the royalty right now is getting fully valued in its current form as part of Vizsla Silver. And we've seen this historically, that isolating the royalty and spinning it out into its own freestanding company crystallizes an immense amount of value for shareholders. So that's what we're aiming to do here. And I think that this the spin out really should be able to capture that value for our shareholders.
So this royalty company, it's just going to be on Panuco. This doesn't involve the new project that you
bring. No, just Panuco, just the district that we have. But, you know, I think there's, I should, you know, I guess the best way to say this is that we're always looking to add projects or you know, different properties around our existing concessions, you know, part of the exact Panuco Kapala camp. And so further additions to properties in, you know, contiguous or around the property that we have in the Panuco camp, you know, may end up automatically giving royalties to Vizsla Royalty. So we want to make sure that this is really kind of capturing all of that potential upside of the Panuco Kapala district.
Yeah. Back in PDAC, I sat on a panel and I was asked about the best opportunities that the market was presenting there the first week of March. And I said, silver equities just have not moved along with the gold price and some of the gold equities. And I singled out Vizsla Silver, not only because of its the way it was trading, but also with the opportunity to get your hands on some basically free royalty shares here in due time. And we've seen a nice rebound since early March. So that's been nice to see. But I agree with you. I just don't think the market's really appreciating this royalty spin out here, Mike, especially with the perspectivity of having such a massive resource and potentially in due time, Mexico's next large high-grade silver mine.
Yeah, and possibly, you know, a pipeline of those projects as well, too. So, you know, I think this is probably one of the last few times that shareholders can get in before that date really gets finalized and, you know, it becomes more of a steady march up here to that SpinCo date. So it's a great opportunity, like you said, if you think the market or, you know, shareholders or investors think that the market, you know, isn't really understanding and valuing the potential free share here. You know, it's probably something that will get valued here in the coming weeks and months, and it's probably a good time to buy the stock. I mean, we've been buying, insiders have been buying. We took a break for a blackout recently, but we'll probably be back buying the stock again because we think it's criminally undervalued.
Yeah. Well, it is. This is being recorded on a day where it's pretty obvious that the silver equities are finally outperforming the actual metal itself.
Yeah,
it's nice to see. So it's been a long time since we've seen something like that happen, but it certainly feels like, you know, this silver market's got some ways to go. So I'm sure you're seeing the same thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, historically, it's always lagged and then outperformed gold. And I think we're just starting to see, you know, that might be changing here shortly.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mike. Well, lots of news out. I think we covered about all we could. You've been busy this winter, and I've seen it firsthand. So congratulations on getting this deal done.
Thank you.
Along with continued success, the financing, all those things. And we'll go touch base with you here in the next few weeks.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Trevor. Good to see you.
Yep. Good to see you. All right. That is your update from Vizsla Silver, everybody. Again, trading on the Venture in Toronto and also on the NYSE with VZLA. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.